Here's my point. Let them go back to where they come from, the protest. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my home.
You know, you cannot convince me that everybody in Israel does not want you to exist. You can't do it. Just like you can't convince me everybody in Palestine is a terrorist bomber. You can't do it.
These were some of the voices represented this past Friday on a hot and particularly humid day in West Houston when approximately 250 people representing a wide array of Houston-based and national Muslim and non-Muslim organizations gathered outside of U.S. Congressman John Culberson's office in an effort to promote a greater awareness of civil rights both domestically and abroad. Using the Palestinian crisis as a focal point, Jim Coates, a representative of the Islamic Circle of North America and co-organizer of the rally, explains.
The goals of the demonstration is to promote justice throughout the whole world, not just here in America. We believe that the virtues of justice is not just for Americans, but also for Palestinians. Basically, we're going to stand for justice for Palestinians, but also we'd like to promote justice for Israelis as well. So we seek to change public opinion within the American system and use the American system to correct itself.
With Congress voting 94-2 in the Senate and 352-21 in the House to support the efforts of Israel, I questioned Mr. Coates about the role of Islam and whether issues of governmental stability in the Middle East were at the heart of this congressional response. Mr. Coates rather deferred to our government's lack of dialogue with domestic elements of Islam that could help create such stability. Mr. Coates.
I think that it's very important that the United States be inclusive of the leadership here in America because a lot of our leadership has contact with religious leadership across the world. So I think that we need to really think about how we deal with these people and how we support them.
When asked how the U.S. was able to transfer its foreign policy demons from communism during the Cold War to Islam and Islamicism currently, Mr. Coates was quick to point out the media agenda and its misrepresentation of Islam, but squarely put responsibility on Muslims to be more active in defining their religion and in taking part in the democratic process. Building on this, Hannah Hawk, co-organizer of the event, described the aims of representative Muslim organizations and of her organization in particular.
The Muslim Public Affairs Council, also known as MPAC, is a nonprofit organization that strives to establish an American Muslim identity, regardless of race or ethnicity or gender, and to make this body an influential component in U.S. politics on all levels, local, state, and national. Our aim is to encourage an accurate portrayal of Muslims and to build positive alliances with other groups, politicians, the media, civic, ethnic, faith-based groups, in order to promote values that are shared with Islam, democracy, justice, and human rights for all.
When asked what she thought about the recent congressional vote, Mrs. Hawk attributed such votes to an historical misinformation about Islam and the Middle East, especially with regards to Palestine. Mrs. Hawk.
No, we feel that Congress members have just been denied the facts. They've been manipulated by events that have been presented in a biased manner to Congress. They've been led to believe that we only have one friend, which is Israel, which has led to the selective application of foreign policies that negatively affects us as Americans. The truth is that we have millions of other friends in that, in the Mideast region, and we're fully aware that there are more of us voting citizens on the side of justice, truth, and peace than those who are lobbying against the sanctity of human life.
When asked to compare the Palestinian situation to other historical movements, Mrs. Hawk drew analogies to the U.S. civil rights struggle and the apartheid struggle of South Africa. But when I questioned her about the lack of suicide bombings in these two historical precedents, and further questioned whether or not she felt, as Michael Kelly's June Atlantic Monthly article alludes to, the culture of martyrdom was a facet of Islam, Mrs. Hawk replied,
"And let me just say that the killing of innocent civilians is incomprehensible in Islam. The biggest sin in Islam is to kill an innocent human being. And in Islam, to kill one innocent human being is like to kill all of humanity. Islam is a religion of moderation, not extremism in any way."
Mrs. Hawk also pointed to the long-standing historical precedent of the nonviolent peace movement in Palestine, and in particular discussed an MPAC Fellowship of Reconciliation film that documented a fact-finding peace delegation that linked with current peace efforts in Palestine.
"I can tell you that there is a very large peace movement in Palestine that wouldn't be on because it doesn't get ratings. Right now there is an international peace builder movement. It's an international solidarity movement led by a network of interfaith Palestinian activists. They're using nonviolent resistance as a means to fight the occupation and oppression."
Perhaps the most surprising aspect of the demonstration was Congressman Culberson's reply to a joint ICNA MPAC letter sent to him announcing the peaceful demonstration outside his offices on Friday. Although he acknowledged the announcement, he refused to recognize and or meet with members of the assembled organizations unless they publicly denounced and disassociated themselves with the statements made by a speaker at the April 20th demonstrations in Washington, D.C. A public denouncement was made at the rally and an MPAC letter was sent, but as of press time, Congressman Culberson has not responded to those who organized the rally. For the Houston Independent Media Center, I'm Jackson Allers. To be a part of a delegation being sent to Palestine on a peaceful fact-finding mission from June 28th to July 12th, which will include providing humanitarian assistance, planting trees, cleaning up destroyed homes, and passing out medical supplies, go to www.mpac.org or call 713-799-8231. That's www.mpac.org or call 713-799-8231.